And for extremely local news, we visit Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago at 7:23. Seamus, tell us what's going on at Halstead and Armitage these days.
Hey, good morning, Bob. If you've if you've seen a line snaking out of the alley at Halstead and Armitage at an appropriate 6 feet distance, you're wondering where they're going. They're going to a new donut shop that's tucked in the alley in the Lincoln Park Alley. It's called Beacon Donuts. 810 West Armitage. You know, it feels like maybe 10 years ago we went through that boom of everyone bringing in their craft donuts and waiting in line for it. And I don't know if it waned a little bit, but Beacon Donuts has come out in force. You should see these things. We've got some pictures of them on the website, but they are, they look like gut bombs to me. They're enormous and they look delicious, and they are vegan. So, if you're vegan, you can get right in line with everybody else.
A vegan gut bomb. All right. And in Bucktown, we've got a nice story about an ice cream man, don't we?
Yeah, that's right. Last week we talked about Wilfredo Cintrone. This is the ice cream man. He drives around the northwest side, but he really spends most of his time in Bucktown. He drives the blue San Juan freezer ice cream truck. And he had built up a reputation over the 42 years he's been driving because he only charges $1 for a scoop of ice cream. And, he's never raised the prices during all his years, and the neighbors always sort of appreciated it. But he ran into a little bit of bad luck. I mean, obviously business has been down this year without as many stops for him to go to, and he wasn't able to get started right away. But his truck was having some problems, so neighbors who love him, who love going there, worked with his family, and they set up a GoFundMe, hoping to raise a couple thousand dollars to replace Wilfredo's generator in his old truck. And after we talked about it on WGN, your listeners, our readers, and fans of Wilfredo kicked in a stunning almost $10,000 at this point on GoFundMe. So he is more than going to be able to get he was going to get a used generator. He's going to go for the Cadillac version of it now, I think. and it's just, and it's also just a really heartwarming story for him and his family, that people have come out and appreciated him keeping his prices down over the years, and now they wanted to pay it back and keep the truck running.
Yeah, good to hear. And we should also give a shout out to a company in Rogers Park, S&C Electric. They've done something really nice, haven't they?
Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to highlight some of the good around the city this morning. S&C Electric, if you've driven down Ridge through Rogers Park, you may have noticed sort of a, to me, kind of a nondescript warehouse campus off on the east side. It's over by Misericordia. It's actually one of the largest companies in Chicago. It's an energy grid equipment manufacturer. And their employees have been raising money this year to give to various charities. And they've raised almost $500,000. That includes matching money from S&C Electric. And the cool part to me was they're giving the biggest chunk of it, over $200,000, to their neighbors just down the street, Misericordia, which is a campus for people with developmental disabilities. So it was cool that neighbors helping neighbors, Misericordia can always use the help, and so now they're getting a big boost from the company just down the street.
We appreciate the good news report this morning. Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago. Thanks, Seamus. You have a good day.
Thanks, Bob. You too.